Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back, and this is an hour we're going to talk about geopolitical and other things. The two books that Rob Roselli has written, there's main books, he has a third one, but the main book is The Un-American Genocidal Complex. If you go to our website, clayandiron.com, you can purchase the PDF version. We're also going to post up a link so you can go to his bookseller to obtain the actual physical book as well. The other book is called Pleased to Meet You. It's like a take on the Screwtape Letters, but in modern politics. Neither is really long, so it covers all the key issues you need to know about who's running the world, why are things so screwed up, and why do they never seem to find solutions. The stage of geopolitics going on today is Mr. Mueller, who is to me a very, very dark figure, is now trying to prosecute Mr. Papadopoulos for lying to an FBI board about his involvement in trying to purchase some intel from the British, from a Russian academic. And then, of course, we have Mr. Manafort, before he even worked with the Trump campaign, being charged with basically money laundering, et cetera, et cetera. I think they're trying to see if they can unravel the sweater around Donald Trump. Mueller himself is involved with the Uranium One, was also the cover-up of 9/11. He's a person who, apparently, according to former prosecutors, saying is shaky and overcharging the case, and Mueller is violating double jeopardy. The Wall Street Journal has even called for Mueller to resign, I think because of the optics. I don't think Trump is going to get him to resign, but I'll tell you what he should do. He should charge another person under Sessions to actually start a parallel investigation that would eventually hit Mueller from the side, just like in a British battlefield in the Navy. I think that what's going to happen, the Mueller ship is going to go down, and his ability to continue to grab people around Donald Trump to create a false narrative that somehow Trump and the Russians were collaborating to win the election, this is over. Basically, after this Manafort and Papadopoulos case, Mueller should close the investigation, realize it's going nowhere, this witch hunt is finished. And if he doesn't, I would suggest that Sessions, especially with the, as they probably gear this thing up with against Clinton, Hillary, Podesta, and Mueller, and the FBI, who knew about this evidence about Uranium One, Mueller himself is probably going to get prosecuted and may end up spending time in jail if he continues playing this game. And even if he doesn't shut down this case, he still may have some steel time, I call it, behind bars. So Mueller, to me, is a dark element who's trying to play politics in this issue and try to pretend he's even-handed, and he's not. He's a liar, isn't he?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, you know, this is... I think Trump, you know, he's going to swamp him. I mean, I think we've said this. I mean, it's more like a cesspool or a septic tank, Washington, D.C. I mean, here you have people that should be really taken into custody for treason, because that's what this Uranium One deal apparently is. leading the investigation to Trump, you know, trumped up charges, no pun intended, against Donald Trump. I mean, look, obviously, like, I'm no legal analyst, but, you know, this is, it's obvious what's going on here. These people hate Trump, they hate America, they hate the fact that we're freedom loving America. And Trump's not part of the club. I mean, if it was Jeb Bush or some other putz like Mitt Romney, yeah, you'd get the usual, you know,
right,
and losers on MSNBC throwing the usual kind of, you know, nonsense, but they wouldn't be, they wouldn't be this level of vitriol.
Well, let's give a parallel. I've been watching at the recommendation of Vince Finnelli the series since last week called Jericho. I don't know if you've seen it. It's two seasons. First season is about 14, second to seven episodes. And basically the thesis is that dark elements inside the U.S. government decide to actually bring nuclear materials into America and blow up a number of U.S. cities and try to rearrange the U.S. government. It breaks up into a number of sub-states with basically geopolitical battle between different new non-elected people that try to pretend they're president. And the situation has an undercover agent who actually has the last bomb that wasn't blown up, was supposed to go to Columbus, Ohio. And he's trying to get information through to Texas, because if Texas joins the other Western state alliances, because they've changed the name of this Western group of states to the Allied States of America. Now, yeah, this actually series was terminated in 2008. So that's even before the Iranian One deal. But the FBI fully knew about this. They didn't notify people. For example, they didn't notify even Donald Trump that Manafort was under a FISA investigation for his dealings with trying to help Ukrainian elections going on and so on. Not that these were illegal, but the fact is the FBI specifically hid things. They hid things over Uranium One when this synthesis court, they call it, where there are nine different members, including Hillary Clinton, actually voted to put this deal together. But this is a deal made in the ninth ring of Hades. How can you sell 20% of the rights to our uranium to Russia or a Russia proxy corporation? And then how can you say it's not going to be exported when it goes directly to a company in Canada to pre-process the yellow cake? It just turns out that Dr. Deagle is always in the right place at the right time. I took care of the company in Calgary between 1980 and 87 and actually took care of the yellow cake reprocessing and shipped all of it in containers to the West Coast through Port Rupert Container Pier in British Columbia or the East Coast through the United States or to Canadian ports to Israel. It's a real hell, I call it. So people need to understand what's going on here is the level of criminality in the swamp. You're right, it's probably more like a cesspool or a septic tank, because you know, if you're trying to find, even in a regular swamp, you're going to find some relatively more benign creatures. There's nothing benign about Washington, D.C., is there?
No, these people are scum of the earth. They're self-serving political whores. I mean, you just look at Queen Jezebel, okay? This woman still had the audacity to get on national TV and call out women who didn't vote for her as somehow sellouts to other women or non-feminist or whatever she wants to call it. I mean, you know, Hillary Clinton of Bill Clinton fame, you know, playing hide the scar with a barely legal intern in the Oval Office. I mean, that she tolerates, but, you know, because she's such a great feminist, but, you know, obviously that was a marriage of convenience, her and Bill and the little child there, Chelsea, you know, the beneficiary of the Clinton Foundation money, you know, attended for, you know, things like Haiti, earthquake victims in Haiti, which never got the money. I mean, this is an evil woman. There's no doubt she's the modern day Queen Jezebel or the spirit of Pharaoh. And when people go back and they read about Pharaoh in the Book of Exodus and they see how stupid he was in the face of the plagues, the 10 plagues that Moses was sending, because this guy's mind, his heart was hardened, his mind was darkened. I mean, he was shocked. I see a direct analogy to someone like Queen Hillary, Queen Jezebel, and her underlings and sellouts and little mice.
Well, I see a parallel though with Jericho. They didn't care that in this miniseries it killed 30 million Americans and made 40 million homeless. They didn't care that it broke up the United States and caused basically the civil war between different factions. They didn't realize or care that it started war between adjacent cities of New Bern and Jericho that caused a lot of citizens to die. They didn't care that a lot of people started to die of a new septic supervirus called the Hudson River virus. And all these kind of consequences, I'm going to tell you, if I was to write a miniseries, I would write it, I call it The Fourth Day. And why? The reason I call it the fourth day is when the sewage backs up in your home. Because they have backup power for water, but not sewage. But it's only the start of the problem. The backup of no gasoline because the pumps are all dependent on electricity. The fact that we don't have missile defense. The fact that we don't have defense for our increasingly smart grid system, which Donald Trump needs to address. I mean, it's one thing to pass the tax bills, and they can't make it revenue neutral. This idea that they're going to pass a tax bill is insane. And a lot of Republicans are balking over the idea that they're going to take away their tax deductibility in high tax states like California and New York, and a lot of Republicans aren't going to go for it. This idea of trying to make a bill revenue neutral so it gets through the Senate, this is nuts. This is not going to pass. And if they think it's going to happen before Christmas, again, it's going to be another colossal failure like the health care bill. They shouldn't try to pass these giant super bills. And I've said this before, they need to pass piece by piece by piece. Lower the corporate tax rate. Lower the personal tax rate. Don't try to pass massive, gigantic superstructure bills that have to have these so-called rules in the Senate so you can't overturn them. And it's my guess is if Trump doesn't break it up into smaller pieces, it's not going to happen before Christmas. It's not even going to happen before the midterm elections next fall. That's what I see coming. Welcome back, and here's the article I want to talk about first to get your response. The article off of Drudge is the Manafort indictment, not much there, and a boon for Trump. Nothing indicates that there's any Trump collusion with Russia. Number two, this indictment exposes that the entire Mueller investigation with all these really uber Democrats that he's anointed or appointed initially, so don't be fooled by the conspiracy against the United States heading. Manafort indictment is so much to do about nothing except as a vehicle to squeeze Manafort, which is a special counsel Robert Mueller's objective. It's not going to go anywhere. And don't be fooled by the conspiracy against the United States headed on Court 1, page 23 of the indictment. The case has nothing to do with what Democrats and the media call the attack on our democracy, the Kremlin meddling in the 2016 election. So in other words, it exonerates Trump. It's the end of the road, isn't it? And this is a very time, too, when Uranium One, and by the way, Mueller was the FBI director when Uranium One was being stuffed and hidden from the Sisyphus Court and passing this damn legislation that gave nuclear material. What could be more evil than giving your mortal enemy, Russia, nuclear material? And maybe they should put it aside of the Russian rockets written in Russian, Cyrillic alphabet. Thank you, America. We're giving back your uranium. The warhead's coming in. I mean, damn it. You know, honestly, this is. I can see Satan rolling over in his fire breathing, armchair. Ho, 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 ho. America will get back its uranium and missiles. Ha, ha, ha. How crazy is it? And Hillary Clinton stopping around on a book tour rather than being in orange in a jumpsuit. In a prison cell with no internet time and certainly no interviews. And what about Podesta, who got money, and Bill Clinton, and they're laughing to the bank with $145 million. And here's Obama, fully aware of this, too. This criminal is another non-American criminal. He had a Social Security number from Connecticut where he never damn well lived. It was from a dead person he used. So this is a manufactured entity. He's not even an American, let alone a president.
Yeah. Well, excuse me, I don't know. Hold on. The whole tangent, maybe we could do a whole show on the rabbit trails, that is Obama. The mark of the beast. I mean, the real number of beasts is all over that guy with the numerical connections, and that's all posted on my site, boxandsunglasses.com. If you go on your page, and we can spend hours talking about that, but be that as it may, I mean, this whole thing,
let me get down to the facts here. Essentially, the Manafort and his associates, Richard W. Gates, are charged with conspiracing to conceal from the U.S. government about $75 million they made as unregistered foreign agents for Ukraine years before the 2016 election. Ukraine's not Russia. Ukraine. In fact, Ukrainians hate Russia. And if you talk to Ukrainians, it's like, especially Eastern Ukraine, not the Western Ukraine, which are predominantly Russian, which is why all this thing there, the eastern Ukrainians were even, with the help of the CIA, shelling and bombing the Donbass kids, killing them. Remember three or four Christmases ago where the Donbass kids were coming on the internet trying to say, don't kill us all, don't let them kill us. And it was our CIA and the Obama administration allowing this new, they call him the chocolate king, he's actually the prostitute king and drug king of Kiev, doing this with our CIA, of course helped by Soros. And then, of course, it says, years before the 2016 election, mainly from the 2006 to 2014, and by a money laundering conspiracy. This has nothing to do with Trump. There are 12 counts in all, but those are the two major allegations. The so-called conspiracy against the United States mainly involves Manafort and Gates' alleged failure to file Treasury Department forms required by the Bank of Secrecy Act. All they had to do is file the forms, and they didn't do it properly. Specifically, Americans who hold a stake in foreign bank accounts must file what's known as a FBAR, foreign bank account report, in any year in which at any point the balance in the account exceeds $10,000. That's why they got all these laws, by the way, since 9/11. So federal law also requires disclosure of the foreign accounts on annual income tax returns. So how many Americans, how many billionaires and millionaires have got bank accounts all over the wazoo, and they're not reporting anything? I mean, that's the rule rather than the exception. Manafort's not different. Manafort and Gates also said to have controlled foreign accounts through the Ukrainian political consulting income sluiced and have to fail to accurately FBARS and tax returns. They are alleged to fail to register as a foreign agents from 2008 to 2014, made false statements when they belatedly registered. What they think they can do is they think that, and by the way, this is trying to turn a witness. This is witness manipulation. If they try to use Manafort to try to get at Trump, Mueller himself is going to go to prison. And so is this other maniac here that actually appointed him based on the false dossier that Comey gave, operated from. This is getting more and more nuts, isn't it? I'm just so angry and disgusted over this, and that the fact that Mueller is still walking around like he's got some kind of special counsel is disgusting, isn't it?
Again, these people, I mean, I know it's a stretch right now, but these people have literally have made a deal with the devil, maybe at the level that Mueller's
well,
at.
Let me give you a little more specific. I'll be a little bit more specific. Have you ever heard of the Council of the Druidic Council of 13?
I have.
Right. Do you know anything about I'm going to post up a number of articles here about the Druidic Council, but people need to understand, I intimately know exactly what these devils are. And I'm going to put up a bunch of articles that are in the public media. I was talking about 5-6 years ago, even on YouTube, and it got many, many thousands of hits. People need to understand, firstly, the council is ruled by a person sitting in the main board seat. His name is the Pindar, which means the penis of the dragon, Satan. And the Vatican sits in one of the chairs, the Jesuit leader, and also these head banking people, and the leaders of these various different agencies and special orders like the Council on Foreign Relations, etc. They're all working as basically council, Druidic council. Now, the Druidic council are the council, they call them, of the wise ones, or the old ones. And these ones predate all the modern religions that you talk about, even Judaism, ancient Judaism. They go back even, predate even what we call Sumerian or Egyptian mystery religions. And they're very damned evil. And they've infiltrated everything. The banking system, the educational systems, the geopolitical systems, everything on earth is controlled by these devils. And the problem is that what we're seeing right now is an epiphenomenon of their final takeover of the world. They just want to stretch the skin of nation states over their giant Masonic superstructure. And Trump, although he's a high-level white hat Mason, is trying to do the right thing because he's a patriot American. We're praying for the man to become a real-life Christian boy. I call a Christian president. That's why I call him Trump Pinocchio. To the dismay of Mary Colbert and the clear upset of Mark Taylor, because they want to just think that as soon as Trump was elected, everything was going to be clean as sliced bread. Listen, Trump is a good guy. I support Trump, but I want Trump to become a real live Christian president. I want him to start talking plain. When he bombed Syria, that made me very angry because he had no justification except false reports from the British intel agency, the White Hats, that somehow they, chemically were poisoning another group inside Syria. That's a pile of crap. There's no proof for it. And the previous investigations by the United Nations Independent Council a couple of years previously proved that Syria didn't do this to their own citizens. He's an eye doctor with a British wife. That's what Bassad is, okay? He's an eye doctor, okay? So people need to start getting a life here and realize our CIA and our agencies we have been affiliates of ISIS and Center. In fact, even McCain did selfie pictures with ISIS training in a town near Amman, Jordan in 2011. This maniac, Mick Insane, many of our agencies are still flying out of Raqqa, the functionary leaders of ISIS and Al-Qaeda, etc., because we are the terrorists. That's the problem. And Mueller's a terrorist in the court, isn't he?
Have you checked your...
And welcome back. Just reading a little further on in this article, I think it's very timely because we have this, and also Mr. Papadopoulos apparently contacted some kind of professor or academic in Russia. This is making a mountain, not a mountain out of a molehill, it's making the Himalayas out of a sandbox. It's ridiculous. I'm reading on the article, even though the Ukrainian money goes back to 2006, the counts involved in the failure of the FBARS, count 3 through 9, go back to only 2012. This is likely because the 5-year statute of limitations bars prosecution for anything before then. Obviously, one purpose, the conspiracy count 1, is enabled the prosecutors under the guise of establishing the full scope of the scheme to prove law violations that would otherwise be time-barred. Okay, here's the point. Mueller's case, at least in part, seems shaky and overcharged. That's what's going on. The offense of failing to register as a foreign agent, count 10, may be a slam dunk, but it is a violation that the Justice Department rarely prosecutes criminally. There's often ambiguity about whether the person's actions trigger the registration requirement, so the Justice Department's practice is to encourage people to register, not to indict them for failing to do so. In other words, they got to prove that they've done it before. It may well be that Manafort and Gates made false statements when they belatedly registered as foreign agents, but it appears Mueller's office has turned one offense into two, an abusive prosecutorial tactic that floats congressional intent. So, specifically, the Congress considers false statements in a specific context, a foreign agent registered, to be a misdemeanor calling for 0 to 6 months imprisonment. That's all. This is the offense, and that, by the way, is Section 622, subsection A, subsection 2 of Title 22 of the U.S. Code. This is the offense Mueller charges in count 11. But then, in a good measure, Mueller adds a second false statement to count 12 for the same conduct charged under a penal code section 1001, section Title 18, U.S. Code, that makes any falsity of material commission in a statement to government officials a felony punishable by up to 5 years imprisonment. And obviously, one cannot make a false statement on the foreign agent registry form without making a false statement to the government. Consequently, expect Manafort to argue that Mueller has violated double jeopardy principles by charging the same exact offense in two separate counts, and that the special counsel is undermining Congress's intent that the offense of providing false information as a foreign agent's registration form be considered merely a misdemeanor. Misdemeanor means they're going to charge you with a misdemeanor and they think this is going to get Trump? Come on, let's get real here. What's going to happen is Uranium One, like this miniseries Jericho, is going to blow up in their face. And the Democrats, these devil, I call demon rats, and Mueller's one of them, and so is the guy that appointed him. These guys were in the FBI or affiliated with the FBI. He was a director at the time, not only after 9/11 to cover it up, but also cover up the initial investigations that were going on to cover up the fact that there was bribery going on over this deal to set up the Uranium One deal passed by the Sisyphus Court to give 20% of our uranium to Russia. And Hillary Clinton and her foundation got $145 million, and she's just trouncing around like, hey, what, this is nothing, this is more baloney. No, she needs to be fed baloney in a prison cell forever. This is beyond conscionable. And if she doesn't go to prison, if Podesta doesn't go to prison, if all these Democrats that are involved and all these agencies that contracted this British guy Steele don't go to prison, our system is done. Our basically our geopolitical system is finished, isn't it? And I don't think that's going to happen. I really think one way or the other, this is going to play out probably before the 2018 elections. They're going to start off with some lower level people, but they're going to jail. And it won't be over Mueller's investigation. It'll be over Uranium One, because this is going to really blow up in their face, isn't it?
Well, in a sense, it already has. I mean, it's Uranium One thing. But the problem is you have a complicit press, and you have...
It doesn't matter. Here's what I found out. I did some more research last week about the press. We talk about NBC. They only have licenses for a couple of stations. They can pull the station licenses just by an executive order. All Trump has to do is make a phone call, and it's over. I think Trump should start to becoming uber-aggressive. And we're not talking about totalitarianism. When the media blows up and talks for a year about this collusion, and then 7 months ago, Mueller gets involved with an attack dog attitude of, I'm going to squeeze potential witnesses and get them to lie or make statements, but somehow Trump and the RNC was directly in collusion with Russia to manipulate the election and make Hillary lose. This is over. In fact, this double, if you want to call it double jeopardy indictment by Mueller, should mean this is the last damn thing the man's going to do, except he's going to have to be standing in the witness box himself to explain why he covered up the Uranium One deal and all those scamtastic issues that actually put America in physical and nuclear jeopardy for nuclear materials that are going to return to us in the term of warheads. How crazy is this? How crazy is this? This is so crazy, this makes crazy people look sane, doesn't it?
Well, these people are fundamentally insane. And I've said this, logically, when you look at all the lies coming from the government and so-called academia, evolution, climate change, the Federal Reserve scam, the go into debt to get out of debt scam, there's no way people can be this stupid on their own. I'm just convinced of that. And this is just another maybe example of that. There's no way people can be this deviant.
No. Well, the only we need is we need to stop. I call it... I have invented a new word I put over my dictionary. I'm going to put over called Stevel. It's not against Stephen. Stevel means they pretend to be stupid, but actually they're evil. And we see this over and over again. Mueller's got to know that what he's doing is not legally or procedurally accurate or even justifiable or reasonable. He has to know this has to, what they want is they want to have the optics to cause damage to Trump, who's, by the way, popularity is down to 38% according to various polls, including Fox News. Why the hell is his popularity so low when he's done so much to get the country up to 3% growth rate? Why is it so low when he's tried so hard to get Congress to pass health bill changes when people are getting giant premium checks right now and have premiums have shot up 40% or more? Why is he getting such negative press when he's struggling against the Congress and his own rhino Republicans stabbing him like Corker and Flake? I mean, these guys are a good name. You know, with the bottle, the cork is off, and the flake is flaking around. I mean, how ridiculous is it to literally for the public in a poll to say that Trump's not doing his job when he's doing... The man is like... If he was, a gymnast, he would be like Cirque du Soleil. He's doing so damn much as a president to get things moving forward, get the ball moving toward the net. It's insane. He even meets with these guys, probably trying to push them to get the health care bill passed and to get the tax bill. But I've said before, and he's starting to listen to me, take the tax thing apart in pieces. The part that is going to blow up in his face and these Republicans, there's no way they're going to shove a bill through where they're going to take away the tax deduction in high tax states like California and New York City. Ain't going to happen. And they got to stop this revenue neutral BS and start deciding, if we can't get this passed, let's pass something that is two or three small mini bills that is acceptable to make people happy and keep the economy growing and give people money back in their pocket. If he doesn't do this, and they fail by Christmas, and then the problem is after Christmas, everybody will be working their butt off to try to get reelected. If the Republicans lose control of the House and Senate, things are going to go to hell in a handcart, because the Democrats don't have any answers. I mean, if they were geniuses and really cared about the public, it'd be wonderful. They're so self-serving and determined to just get power, even if they screw everything up, they don't give a damn. You know, it's like Maxine Waters whipping people up to the point where she literally calls for an assassination. I don't know why the Secret Service didn't grab her. How come she's still jabbering on the 79-year-old black congresswoman, literally calling for the assassination of the president, and the women in this women's groups are cheering her, thinking, great, let's kill him.
Yeah.
Why is this allowed in America? Why is this crap allowed in the United States in literally a women's meeting, and these congressional people just figure they can literally... There's one congressman, just a month ago, he actually called for a physical assassination they at least temporarily arrested him, but you don't hear any more of the news. The news just kind of capped it off. No. He didn't really mean it. Yes, he did. He wanted somebody to, some nutball with a gun to try to see if they could pop off the president. And apparently last week there was a break through the fencing or something over near the White House. So if they don't think another assassination like John F. Kennedy, November 22nd, 1960s, could happen again, think again. This is America. We kill our presidents. We've done it before. Right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. You know? This is Babylon the Great. We kill our presidents. I don't want to see Trump die at the hands of somebody energized by Maxine Waters. Going on, Skamku, a Mueller and some guy on here is pretty disgusting. I think this is going to blow up in their face here very shortly. And I'll tell you what's going to happen. I don't think Trump's going to have to fire Mueller. I think Sessions is going to start a very ramped up investigation of Uranium One, and Mueller's going to be in the crosshairs, isn't he? He's actually directly responsible for hiding information about the bribery and things going on and never stopping this thing make sure that this didn't happen. And Obama is complicit. Hillary Clinton's complicit. Their foundation is just mind-boggling that this is the way Washington, D.C. runs. But now, since Trump's there, everybody's getting a civics lesson, aren't they? I was listening to the Fox News people, you know, I call, if you want to get really kind of put up to speed, listen to Tucker Carlson. I call it being tuckered out. Because he tells you, look, this is the best way to get a civics lesson, just see all the craziness going on, because Trump is like a detergent. All the garbage in the cesspool is coming out now, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. But the problem is, I mean, they're so entrenched. And, you know, look, when the Rockefellers and the Ford Foundation and, you know, and all these CIA-linked groups, they all knew what they were doing. Of course, the Federal Reserve System that kind of spread out to the Tax Exempt Foundation. So they're entrenched. I mean, they took over the so-called, you know, Ivy League institutions of higher learning, the useful idiots at Harvard and Yale and these other places, and Columbia, the Teachers College. They took over the education system, the media, the banks, obviously, and the politicians. So they're entrenched. And meanwhile, you know, we out here in the so-called imbecile majority, you know, the plebs, I've been kind of tolerating and you know, standing around while Rome burns, so to speak, and I'd say Rome is fully inflamed right now, figuratively, of course. But of course, I think we're going to have a literal manifestation of flames, you know, courtesy of our own uranium coming back in the form of Russian ICBMs.
But by the way, we have to understand the Canadian company is directly complicit. Canada is not so lily white as people think. I personally took care of employees working in Calgary, Alberta, reprocessing yellow cake into spent fuel rods. And I raised concerns to the company. I said, where the heck are these going? And then, of course, one of the guys told me, hey, go down to such and such rail yard and you'll see the containers. And they all had Israeli symbols on them. They weren't just going. Remember, Israel is a stop place to actually not only sell intel information to very unsavory parties. Israel's directly collaborating, as we are, the CIA, with ISIS and Al-Qaeda. That's why ISIS fighters that are injured are treated in Israeli hospitals. Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, once again, I'm sure there's a million people that know a lot more than I do as far as legal analysis, but, you know, let's just take a different tact here. I mean, this is the cult conspiracy being exposed for all to see. I mean, these lowlifes, I mean, what you're seeing is these low-level losers. I mean, the people you see on TV isn't the real ones running the stuff. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, Mueller's the pit bull of these people and all this sort of thing. And they hate Trump, but they don't really hate Trump. They hate America at large. And the aforementioned useful idiots at Harvard and Yale and MSNBC and all the bought and sold little media whores, bought and sold by the CIA/Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, Carnegie Endowment, all these other organizations that the great Joe McCarthy exposed back there in the early 50s and before he was suicided at the Bethesda Naval Hospital. This is what we're seeing. I mean, we're seeing the bare teeth of this of these people exposed, as in 1 Peter 5:8. You know, Satan, you know, walks around the earth looking for souls to devour. I mean, these people are the body of Satan, just like, you know, we Christians are the body of Christ. These people are the body of Satan. You have Christ, you have Antichrist. They're a reflection of each other. And this is exactly.
Let me raise something that's going to happen tomorrow. And I want to get your opinion on this, because we're going to talk about this Dawson Gray tomorrow in the third hour. There are three phases to the final peace treaty. Phase one was started, in a sense, by Donald Trump and his son-in-law and his daughter, Ivanka, have actually been working on getting peace between Fatah and Hamas. Once that agreed disagreement, which has been going on a long time, and by the way, our tax money goes to support the Palestinian state that pays people who have blown themselves up killing Israelis and tourists and other people in Israel. And that peace now is currently a accord between the two, allows them to make a deal with Israel. The next stage is the Vatican is going to end the so-called Protestant Reformation for a quarter of Christians on earth. One quarter are signing an agreement that the Reformation is over. That allows them to actually make an agreement then with Islam and with the Caliph, who is the best friends of President Erdogan of Turkey. And remember now, if you read a book of Daniel, it talks about, I'm against you, Ezekiel 38:39, I'm against you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh. It's talking about the chief prince is the caliph, because we're seeing the rise of a Neo-Ottoman Empire. And the head of that Neo-Ottoman Empire is this two-headed beast of not only Erdogan, who's got the largest palace ever built in human history on the planet, in Turkey, right now. And his buddy, who's head of the caliph, who wants to bring peace between Sunni and Shiite Islam. And if he does, and he makes a deal with the Vatican, that'll be phase two. And it means he's going to be able to put a caliph headquarters at Al-Quds, which is on the Mount of Olives, the place where literally Jesus arose to heaven. And it's called Al-Quds. It's a place where basically Sunni and Shiite Islam bury the hatchet and decide to do no more terrorism. And the third phase is this caliphate, best friends of Erdogan, actually supports the Jews starting a blood sacrifice and below the eastern gate at what's called the Springs of Gihon. It's not in the Temple of Antonius where they have the Wailing Wall. That's a Roman temple with 10,000 Roman soldiers. It has nothing to do with the temple. As early historians said, no one stone was left upon another. The temple was completely destroyed, so you wouldn't even think anyone was ever built there, which was below the Temple of Antonius at the Springs of Gihon. So what's going to happen is, and I can't tell you how many months or years it's going to take, but things are moving forward. And the step tomorrow is going to open up the door for the caliph to set up a caliphate, and you'll see the disappearance of Sunni and Shiite Islamic terrorism when that happens. You'll see an agreement between Saudi Arabia, this new King Al-Salman, 32-year-old who wants to de-radicalize Saudi Arabia. And he said before 1979 it wasn't radical, it became radicalized. So if you see all these events kind of coming together, you realize we're ramping up toward a peace where the Vatican will be a major player in bringing Israel, the Catholic Church, and the Muslims all together in basically an Abrahamic super-religion that will absorb all of the religions on earth through the United Nations. That's the signs the Bible says is the false prophet. And what he's prophesying is a new era of peace by laying aside any religious relationship with God and putting a false dialogue, an apostasy in its place. That's to be done tomorrow. So when that happens tomorrow, it's one more step toward the actual tribulation. And it won't start the tribulation. I can tell you the precise day, not the year, will be a Sukkot at a future date. Because on that day, the Jews will start the blood sacrifice in the Temple Mount. They can only do it on a Feast of Tabernacles of David or Sukkot. Jesus was born on Sukkot, so was Adam born on Sukkot. And the birth of the New World Order and the resurrection of the Satanic Empire on Earth will be born on Sukkot. Nasty, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I mean, I kind of broke down events in some analogous to that. I mean, you know,
you can see these events happening. I can't tell you the timeline. In fact, God told me, don't ask Deagle because I'll tell you.
I don't want the burden of knowing,
but I can tell you that we're moving very quickly toward the Vatican because they have an entire division of the Vatican called the Pentalpha Division of Cardinals that have already converted to Islam. So they're both Catholic and Muslim. Did you know that? And they had conjoined Muslim and Catholic ceremonies in the Vatican last Christmas under the auspices of this Jesuit devil called Pope Francis, after Francis of Assisi. People don't know how nuts this is. They don't, do they?
No. No. The whole thing. The whole country is going fundamentally insane is where we are. I mean, this is rather
than... I'd like to be much more specific rather than just being generalities, though. It's... The teachers and the preachers and the pulpit are not teaching. The politicians are lying. Look at the lawyers like this guy Mueller. He's got this starry-eyed, devilish look to think, I'm going to get you, look. No, Mueller, we're going to get you, okay? We're exposing you now. You don't have any indictments. You're trying to make Mueller, he's trying to turn Manafort into a squealing subject so he can get at Trump. The more they come at Trump, the more they're going to be destroyed. And this guy Mueller... If he doesn't close off his investigations now, he thinks he's got Manafort and Papadopoulos. He's going down. And all these Democrats with Uranium One and the FBI director, Mueller, and Rosenstein and Podesta and Hillary and Obama, all this cabal of evil that literally gave the nuclear device materials to destroy U.S. cities in a future war, these devils need to go to the big house. And they need to look great in orange. So, Mueller, you're on notice, boy. We're going to pray for your demise here shortly. We're going to praise the DNC and Hillary. The only color she's going to wear is orange as well.
Your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.